Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Major Letty Kroll in studio with us today. And Letty, how you doing this morning?
Fine. How are you, Tim?
Another great day in North Iowa, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. This has got to be an exciting time of year for you anyway, isn't it?
It is. With
the Salvation Army, just so many different programs that are going and happening. And you've got one. I know we talked about this a little bit last week at a meeting that I was at.
Yes.
That the Salvation Army is doing something very, very special, kind of in a give back to the community type thing, or to get community involved thing.
Exactly. We just feel like since the pandemic, everybody's been, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, we were hibernating a little
hibernating.
Bit. We were inside.
Quarantined. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
So we just want to celebrate that we're able to get out a little bit more now, and we're going to have an event this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and it's called Come to the Table. And we just want to meet with our community and say hello and how's everybody doing. And we're going to provide a nice meal, and that's all we're going to do. There's nothing involved but fellowship and saying hello to our community and letting them know that we're here. Major Jeff and myself arrived here during the pandemic, and so everything was shut down. So we feel like we haven't really had an opportunity to get out and meet people. And so we feel like this would be a nice time to do something.
Well, let's talk about this then a little bit. You're opening the doors up.
Yep.
And you're just telling people, come on in. Do you need to do an advance? Do you need reservations?
No.
Do you need?
They can just come and go and come and eat and leave and stay and talk. And it's going to be held in our gymnasium. And I think we're going to – I haven't finalized the menu, but I believe steaks on the grill are involved. And it's going to be a nice meal.
And this is is there a fee that people need to worry about?
No, nothing. Just come. Come to the table.
Come to the table.
Exactly.
What a neat idea and a great way for people to kind of get that understanding of what the Salvation Army is all about.
Yes. We do a lot. We have our adult daycare center. We have youth activities every Wednesday night. It's a trooping program where they earn badges and go to summer camp. And we have older adult ministry. We have women's ministries. We just have a lot of volunteer opportunities out as well. So, but really, we do want them to know what we're doing, but we want to know more about them. We want to hear what's been going on in people's lives. What can we do to help? Just to be a good presence in our community.
Well, and honestly, it's a beautiful facility at the Salvation Army office. It really is. And when you come in to get to the gymnasium, I don't think people understand that there is that big, beautiful gym on the backside of that.
It's kind of tucked away in the back, and from the front, it just seems like a building. But then as you enter, there's these aha moments.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, I didn't realize this was here. And my husband and I have been doing this for 19 years now. And when we arrived in Mason City, we both looked at each other and said, whoa, this place is a hidden gem. We were so excited. It's the nicest office I've ever had.
it is a beautiful facility.
Yes.
And I know the people that have worked here prior to you coming,
yes,
and even currently, people take great pride in that facility.
Oh, yes. And our store, our thrift store is really nice.
Yes. Tell us more there. That's been a big hit, isn't it?
Yes, it's beautiful. I had an adult rehabilitation officer come in from Des Moines to just walk through our store and give us some advice, and he was floored. He was wowed by our store. He said, you're on a main street. It's beautiful. It's nice inside. He said, I don't really know what more I could recommend. And he was just very impressed with the store.
And the store is open Monday through Saturday.
Yes, 9 to 5.
Not open on Sundays.
No.
I had the conversation with somebody about this a couple of weeks ago. They said, why are they open on Sunday? And I said, there are a lot of people that still believe that that Sunday is set aside for
a day of rest.
A day of rest.
Yes. Yeah, and we believe that. The same thing with our Christmas campaign when we're ringing the bells out there. We don't ring on Sundays. And the same with our other staffing opportunities. You know, we're, most of them were closed on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, we just don't, we just want our people to rest and re-energize and have family time.
Yeah. And when people want to give to the family store, are you accepting?
Yes. Well, and that's what I was going to say too. We're looking for two employees, 29 hours a week at the thrift store, and they can apply on, I think it's Indeed. And, so due to low staff, we're only accepting donations Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 4.
Okay.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
But two people to work there, and it's a real neat environment. It's
yes.
A, yeah, great store.
Yeah, we're not open in the evening. You know, we're not open late. It's 9 to 5, and then no Sundays.
It's, yeah, there
you
go. You
can have a life.
And, but they're 29-hour positions.
Each, yeah, part-time. Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, people, there you go. If you're thinking about adding some little work to your schedule, that's Indeed right there for you.
Exactly.
Let's see what else we got going on. There's this little thing called Christmas that's around the corner.
Yes. Our Christmas kettle campaign is coming around the corner. And you can go on the website and, oh gosh, I can't think of the website name. But we are signing up for volunteer bell ringing. And this is the only place in our 19 years that we've been officers that does only volunteer bell ringers. We're used to paying our bell ringers, and this community is—it's like a way of life that everybody volunteers.
Why, yes.
Wow.
Yes, we all volunteer. Let's go.
We've never had that before, and we're so impressed by that. And in the 2 years we're entering our third that we've been here, we've made our overall goal. You know, we've made our overall goal of over $300,000.
So now what are we talking about for this year? You and I were just visiting about this.
Yeah, so I just got the numbers in from my friend Tracy, and she's kind of come up with $327,009 for the overall goal.
For the overall Christmas goal. There we go, people. So we can start thinking about that. And when people think about giving to the Salvation Army, whether that's putting a check in the mail or dropping it in a kettle or however they do that for the Christmas, total Christmas appeal. This is something that you live with and work with all year long in helping people in our community, right, Lady?
Exactly. All year long. And this money carries us through. Once we start, our budget's due in October, and then after our kettle campaign, depending on how we do, then we readjust the budget. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to put money into our adult daycare center, children's programs, and social services. We're just able to allocate those dollars to meet the needs of our people in North Iowa.
So people can start registering to sign up to get the bell ringing. Is it Register to Ring?
Exactly.
Register to Ring dot, is it dot org?
Yes. Register to Ring dot org.
Register to Ring dot org. Click your heels together and remember that. Okay. And, Register to Ring.
And if you're not able to do that, you can call our phone number and ask for Mona. She's my other friend.
Mona's in charge.
Mona's in charge of the volunteers. And our phone number at the office is 641-424-4031. And like I said, ask for Mona. She'll help you out with that. Yeah. And you can sign up as groups. You can sign up as an individual, you know, families. I'm surprised at how many families do it as a tradition. Mm-hmm. And they bring their children out and they'll take 2 or 4 hours and ring for us.
Yeah, we did that again last year. We've done it for years, and I don't remember how many we had last year with us. I think there were 8, 10, 12. I don't remember. I mean, We could have done a choir, you know, but
that's amazing.
It's always fun to get the family together at one time.
Right.
Just to ring it. We get a couple bells going, and everybody's just enjoying Christmas together. So.
It's a lot of fun. I raised our two children ringing the bells, and they still do it to this day. Now our son is raising his children. They're 4 and 8.
Go ring the bell.
Go ring the bell.
Go ring the bell. All right, hey, before I let you go, now you got to let us tell everybody again, Letty, about this deal coming up this week.
This week, it's sort of last minute, but you won't have to cook a meal on Wednesday night. It's called Come to the Table, and we're at 747 Village Drive Southwest, and it is at 6 o'clock p.m.
Are you cooking the steaks yourself, then?
I don't know. I did the last time, but I might have the guys do it this time.
I know it'll be fantastic. Everybody, come to the Salvation Army and enjoy a meal. Come to the table.
Yep.
Letty Kroll, Major Letty Kroll with Salvation Army. Great to see you this morning.
Great to see you, Tim. Thanks for having me.
And everybody, get signed up to ring the bell this Christmas season. We're going to need to raise a lot of dollars to help a lot of people.
Yes.